teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more. I love more than we have before. So take me to the the happiness it brings. You live like a king with lots of money and things. When you're broke, go and get a loan. Take out another mortgage on your home.
Yeah, folks, take another fat mortgage out of your home or refi if you can. This is Cash Flow. I'm John Stadtmiller, and on the left coast.
Hey, it's James Martinez. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Mr. Martinez. How goes it? How goes it? How are you? How are you?
Good, good. Had a good weekend. I just wanted to let everybody know on the air and as well as you that I'm meeting with a reporter tonight, 8 o'clock, that has written for New York Times, LA Times, about three or four other different magazines. And the word is out. On the street about this show.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah. I've got some news as well. We've got three stations in Tennessee now.
Fantastic.
Thank
good.
You. Thank you for you people in Parsons. Ugh. If I die and heaven is in Parsons, Tennessee, I will accept that. Also,
wow, great.
Also,
good.
1470 WBCR and 1310 AM in Oneida, Tennessee.
Great.
Apparently, these stations, they cover all of Tennessee and over the border as well. So we thank all our friends in Tennessee.
Absolutely. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah, it's getting out there. And by the way, I've not talked to any of our principals last week. How goes things?
Things are going. We finally have a person that's going through with it, as I mentioned to you a little earlier.
No, not those principals. I'm talking about the money people.
Oh, those principals.
The big principals.
I'll know some more today, actually.
Okay,
I'm going to know a little bit more today. I have some scheduled phone conferences, and then I have that meeting tonight with the reporters. In fact, what I'm probably going to do is co-opt the whole story in one unit, actually, if it works out and everybody's happy with the arrangement. So it could work out for the best for everybody, which is really what it counts for.
Well, I like win-win situations, but I like triple win, win-win-win-win situations better. The more people that you can make happy, and notice I didn't use the term pacify. The more people that you can make happy in business relations, the better you are. It's nice to have friends, and it's nice to have friends and have friends, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
But,
so I think this is going to be a major boost that the public needs. Again, I want to thank everybody for putting out the word out on the street. I'm kind of getting surprised, actually, because I'm hearing from when I spoke to the reporter this morning, because I'm going to meet with her in person, she'd mentioned that she's talked to people all over the U.S. about this particular thing. So because of the nature of it, as I mentioned in the very beginning, and this is for all the public, this is your show. This is for you. This is also right in the same line with what Ron Paul is talking about. So everybody out there, please support him as well.
Yeah, today is the Ron Paul Day. I want to cover that as well. And yes, to our customers, we'll talk about a couple of our customers here that have found doing business with us, well, more than pleasurable. It's like the weight of the world lifted from their shoulders. And I want to tell you what a little guy by the name of Jimmy Rogers said last Friday on CNBC. You're going to love this one. Exactly what Ron Paul's been saying and everybody that's got any money sense whatsoever. We'll be right back with Cash Flow right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Last Friday on CNBC, a little guy by the name of Jimmy Rogers was on. Now, Jimmy Rogers is not quite as big as George Soros, but when Jimmy Rogers speaks, people listen. Mm-hmm. And on this program last Friday, he was asked the question, you know, well, how's the economy doing? And all the usual questions. And he said he answered that question with, well, I've moved my family out of the United States, and we're now in Singapore. My girl, my little girl is already in school over there, and we're leaving the country.
Ooh.
And then the, as if this talking head didn't see where this is going, he asked another loaded question, and that is, how do you think Ben Bernanke of the Federal Reserve is handling the job, taking it over from Alan Greenspan? And he said, well, my advice on that is if I were Mr. Ben Bernanke, disband the Fed and then resign.
That, I'm sure that's the edited version of what he really
wanted. Oh, no, this is a live show, but I can tell you one thing. He wasn't back after the break after that one.
Oh, I bet.
Now, Ron Paul has done this publicly. And see, these people that watch these financial shows, you know, they just want to know what stock they should sell and what stock they should buy.
What's the next move, yeah.
What's the next move? Because they're not going to tell them. They talk in circles about the subprime mortgage debacle. They don't really talk about how all this debt has been couched and hidden. This morning I was watching them, and they did say that, well, the banks aren't quite sure yet. They had to install Robert Rubin. He was the Treasury Secretary for a while under Bill Clinton. The midget is going to wave his magic wand, and he's going to make Citibank okay. Well, Citibank has posted great losses, and somebody let it slip on a financial show today that, well, this is only about 20% of what Citigroup is in hock for. Yeah. So it's not been good news. And but the bomb, these bombshells, the problem here is, and I'll say this again, James, when we talk about the banking system, or somebody like this Jimmy Rogers guy drops this on people,
right?
They don't know what the heck he's saying. Because most people out here, most people out here in the United States, they oh, the Federal Reserve. And every once in a while, though, he'll hear somebody quip a joke that, well, it's not federal, and it's got as much reserve as, you know, whatever. It's the Federal Express or whatever. Right, they don't understand what the banking system is doing and what it has done to this country. What you're seeing is a major flaw in the banking system itself, but most people aren't aware of that. They want to know, what stock do I need to buy next?
And, yeah, they're catching up late to the program.
Well, and but these are the, I hate to put it in these terms, these are the sorry fools that are going to get caught in this maelstrom when it finally does collapse. And they don't have a clue.
Right.
You know, all they have to do is to Google Federal Reserve, and they'll get 9,999,999 stories about the Federal Reserve. Mm-hmm. Most of them not very flattering. But the information is out there. They just don't even know that, hey, this is a place that I should pay attention to.
No, most people don't. I mean, nobody told me anything about this throughout all of my high school, throughout all of my college years. Nothing. Ever. And don't you think it's pertinent news, everybody? It was back then, and it is now. And why that information is not disclosed in a learning institution, and I went to several of them, I'll never understand. Well, I do understand it, but I still think it's people, students in this country that are in colleges should be allowed to be told the entire truth without their professors worrying about whether or not they're going to get their paycheck or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just amazing to me, James, that everybody in this country should see freedom to fascism.
Absolutely.
What I would like to see, now that Aaron has passed on, and that was his legacy, that was his final gift to people before he flitted off planet Earth and is taking the eternal voyage here, that was his legacy. He was most proud of anything that he had done in his life, and he did a lot of stuff. Man, this guy did a lot of stuff.
He had a great career.
He really did, and he was a nice guy. I mean, besides that, he was a real, genuine human being. I would like to see people copying en masse freedom to fascism and just going door to door across this country and just handing out DVDs to people and say, here, watch this. Mm-hmm. So you have been forewarned. You have been told exactly what's going on and why it's going on. And you become educated to the point, and you don't have to have a master's in economics. I don't know if there is such a degree. Most of the economists that I've seen don't know
they haven't mastered anything.
Yeah, they haven't. Exactly. Good. Very well put. They haven't mastered anything. And what they are is a mastery of deceit, because all this is designed to fold you right back into the matrix and keep doing business just another day, another week, another month, whatever. It's coming to a close. And the most unfortunate thing about this is, you know, the worst thing, James, in life is to die ignorant.
Very true.
You know, I steal from the United Negro College Fund, a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Mm-hmm. You know, if you die in this world as stupid as you were when you were born, that is a wasted life. That is, you know.
Yeah, the powers that be know that, because they know they're not going to waste a body. They're going to use that mind and that body as a product in this game.
That's right.
They know that. They know that.
And their game is to keep people enamored, enraptured with their propaganda, and to keep you in that little lockbox forever and ever and ever.
That's it.
And people are waking up to this, but they're not waking up fast enough. I'll tell you what, James, over the weekend, you know, I saw a movie. I had to actually get down to a local bookstore in Austin to buy somebody's video. And it was a pretty good presentation. It was about 2 hours and 20 minutes long. Mm-hmm. It was a nice presentation, but what was nagging me throughout this whole thing is that people don't know the greatest scam that's ever been perpetrated on people in this country, and that's the banking scam.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else in my...
It's pale in comparison to me.
These are the very same people. These are the very same global elite that want their global government. These are the very same people that are pushing right now carbon tax. You know, if the truth be known about, the polar ice cap is melting a little bit quickly, more quickly than it has in the past, but that's because the sun's putting out a little bit more heat. There's nothing we're going to be able to do on this planet. I mean, I don't like to tell too much about, you know, my personal viewing habits, but I am a football fan, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't tell you anything about baseball, basketball, hockey, golf, anything with a ball, ping pong, or it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Okay, right.
I like football, and yesterday I was watching a game, the biggest game of the year, supposedly, between the Indianapolis Colts and the New England Patriots. And what they were doing during the halftime is they were, you're going to love this one, they powered down the studio lights because NBC is kicking off a green thing this week. And they let it be known that, well, it's not your television set. You're watching this halftime show during the dark because we're going to do our part in this Universal Green project that NBC is kicking off. And I sat there.
Really?
I'm serious.
Oh my God.
They're sitting there in the dark with the cameras on. They had candles lighted in front of them. Now, this is how stupid this is getting. But there is a drive and it's a control mechanism behind it for this global warming crap that they're going to put a carbon tax on you because you, well...
contributed to the problem.
That's right. You're not a
because
solution to
we
the problem.
We contributed to the problem, and we have to clean up and pay for all the mistakes and manipulation they've done over years because they didn't do... They forgot about some stuff in their global plan to, you know, destroy everybody.
Well, and this is a tax that's going to go for the globalists who put on more taxes and more control over everybody. But it is a scam. It is the sun that is actually kind of getting a little bit warmer. And many scientists are saying this is a natural cycle. Just as the sun will heat up, it'll cool down a little bit. We'll have another ice age, folks. I don't know what the globalists are going to do about this one and global warming cops out there. But when we see, when the people in Tennessee and Georgia have to chip ice off their front stoop because they can't get their door open because the glacier is once again coming down, you know, what are they going to do then? Mm-hmm. It's all a scam, folks. I can't relay this enough to you. We're a little off topic here. I mean, we basically do financial stuff. But this is the kind of mind control mantra matrix crap that is constantly. Did you hear any of the arguments on the other side, James? You know,
both sides of their argument on that. But even such that I know you just said that this is like a little bit away from financial. No, it's all financial. The whole thing is financial. It is going to be one of the initiatives to alter the entire infrastructure of energy and how we use it, and all of that's going to be tied into the banking, and it's very pertinent.
Yeah. I mean, it is all tied, and the people out there that don't understand this. So over the weekend, I have decided that I'm going to put my time and my energy behind this program. More and more people are going to hear this. We're going to tell you how to get out of credit card debt, that's for sure. We're going to tell you about the market news out there. We're going to tell you about the financial news, that's for sure, because this is something that you personally may not have any control over, but at least somebody out there should be at least telling you the truth so you can prepare.
Yeah, what you do have, though, is a choice, ever for everybody's listening, is you just as an editing machine edits information out from a film, when you're watching TV or whatever, you can edit that too and know by listening to the show, we're going to, you know, overrule, wait a minute, go back, check the story again because it's not true.
Absolutely. I mean, but most of the scientists, they all agreed, yeah, global warming, got to do something about it. Where was the counter-arguments? There's as many counter-arguments as there was pro-global warming.
They're all getting shut out.
Uh-huh. There you go. We'll be right back, folks.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
James, for right now, and we'll put this on our website that's under construction, Financial Straits, but for the time being, for people that have not seen Freedom to Fascism, I can't imagine anybody in this audience that has not. But this is not the point of the people that have seen it. The point is that we want more people to see it. So yeah. If you have not given a copy of this to somebody, go to republicbroadcasting.org. By tomorrow, this will be posted on the site at the bottom of the main page. We have a bunch of video selections up there. It will be up there in its entirety, so people will be able to watch this. And then people can email other people with a link directly to it so they can
Absolutely.
Watch this. I mean, this is most important. And I talked to...
It's a great premise for what we're talking about. If you talk that, then come here, all of what we're saying will make a lot more sense. It's a good, great, great educational tool.
It certainly is. Let me shift a gear here. Let me push the clutch in. Yeah, okay, here we go. Some stuff here on November 5th. November 5th. Remember the gunpowder treason. Tens of thousands of Americans from all over the world who support Congressman, Doctor, and presidential candidate Ron Paul and his message of freedom, peace, and prosperity have committed to donate to Ron Paul for President campaign on Monday, November 5th. That's today, folks. Every one of the 62,607 Ron Paul Meetup members have been notified. Over 76,000 Ron Paul friends on MySpace.com are dialed in. More than 17,000 have signed an online pledge to donate at least $100, guaranteeing at least $1.7 million in one day. Now, the ball is in our hands. We are poised to accomplish the most successful single-day fundraising event in American political history. Be part of it. Now, please consider the responsibility and the opportunity. Visit RonPaul2008.com on Monday, that's today. Watch the live count skyrocket. Tell your friends. Forward this email and, of course, make a generous donation. Now, this will shock the media senseless to be talked about for years to come. And may our efforts in support of Dr. and Congressman Ron Paul's campaign to be the next president of these United States of America be blessed with supernatural productivity, they say, and success. So that's www.ronpaul2008.com. I am going to make my donation today.
Absolutely. Me too. That is one of the most important things you're ever going to do, as well as liberating yourself from the credit card debt, is taking that action. Because by doing that, you're telling the people that don't want him to be on TV, you're actually taking it. You're actually voting the moment you donate to him. And because a big shift financially is going to him, and a lot of you are going to be PayPaling that, putting it on credit cards, which you should. And it's going to – that's going to be a major, major news story. I'm really excited to hear about that. It's great.
And also, let me give you an address here. Ron Paul – and you can just put Ron Paul campaign, and this is to mail your donations in, your checks, money orders, FRNs wrapped in foil. We don't care out there, folks. Here's the address, 837 West Plantation Drive. That's 837 West Plantation Drive, Clute, Texas, C-L-U-T-E, Texas, 77531. This guy, if he has enough money to put his message out there, we've not yet seen any political commercials. Well, you haven't seen a lot of political commercials out there. They're still jockeying about. But I cannot wait. As this field, James, thins out, I want to see this guy with more and more time to go head-to-head, not only with his brethren on the Republic platform, but also for the Democrats out there. I want to see this guy go head to head with him. He's going to chop him in little pieces.
Yeah, I would like an unedited 30-minute minimum stretch of them going back and forth in a real town hall meeting with real people, not this siphon suctioned polished edited garbage that we're doing. Because as soon if that were to happen, which I think money talks, I think there'd be a major shift.
Absolutely. And he appeals to a lot of people because, one, he wants us out of the Middle East. I mean, that's a given. And here's a short list of what Ron Paul will do if he's elected. He will end that war in Iraq. We won't be going into Iran. Ron Paul will reduce government. He will eliminate deficit spending. He will restore our civil liberties. He will do all of these things, and he will garner the forces to put the stake in this vampire that's been sucking the blood, the lifeblood, out of this country for almost 100 years, and that's our friends, the bankers. And
that's it.
And I'll tell you what, folks, no conspiracy theories here. We can prove that. Number one, the banking system as it is right now should not ever exist inside the United States, let alone go on for almost 100 years. We would not have the income tax if it were not for the international bankers being well entrenched in this country. You're seeing the ripple effect of their greed and their avarice right now. You are witnessing it. You are witnessing the meltdown of this country's economy because of these greedy sons of buggers. Okay, so here's our chance. Here is our chance. RonPaul2008.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
I'm on it's Monday. I haven't quite got my mouth in gear yet. I'm on the RonPaul2008.com site, just to let you know what's going on with this guy, the Ron Paul juggernaut continued to roll through South Carolina on Friday. After a press conference with print reporters and doing some radio interviews, Dr. Paul made a triumphant appearance at the Strom Thurmond Institute Amphitheater at Clemson University. More than 700 students and supporters greeted the good doctor with unbridled enthusiasm as he gave a spirited speech. After the rally, Dr. Paul stayed for more than an hour to say hello to the many supporters, meet and greet and talk with them. From there, he and his staff proceeded to Columbia for more radio, print, and internet press before the main event, a high-energy evening rally at the beautiful West Columbia River Walk Amphitheater. The venue was packed to capacity, with the overflow taking up positions on a nearby hillside in view of a giant projector screen near the podium. Local radio guy, the Southern Avenger, revved up the crowd and flexed his considerable expertise on foreign policy before introducing Dr. Paul to the deafening roar of an appreciative audience. After that, another speech. He again stayed long after the event, shaking hands and thanking the crowd. Saturday started off with a bang. Dr. Paul had expressed his concern that maybe no one would show up at the 8:30 in the morning for his Columbia Ron Paul 2008 office grand opening. Imagine his surprise. He was greeted by more
big surprise.
He was greeted by more than 150 supporters at 8:30 in the morning. Our South Carolina field director, Jose Carrera, has done an incredible job, introduced Dr. Paul, spoke for several minutes before going to the office and signing autographs and even cold calling supporters and friends to tell them to join the revolution. This guy, it's taking off. I'll tell you what, the last time I saw anything like this of an independent nature was at, who's that little sawed-off Texan down here in Texas? you hear that giant sucking sound?
Got a little voodoo stick out. He's got a little voodoo stick out, and we're going to change things.
Yeah, we're going to get under the hood, and we're going to fix it. Well,
Right,
he spent his own money. He had a lot of money to spend, and he was the wild card. I think he was running, as an independent, I do believe he was, and he captured the imagination of a lot of people. Not the same old political shtick. The guy wasn't an entertainer. He wasn't terribly...
He's very matter-of-fact.
He
boom,
was.
Boom, boom, boom.
And that's just the way that he was. But Ron Paul is the same way, and given the opportunity... I mean, this guy was going out and buying half-hour blocks of television time to explain his positions. But hopefully, folks, if you donate to Ron Paul's campaign, ronpaul2008.com... And here's the beauty of this, James. He is stretching across all political boundaries. And I don't care if it's real, true conservative Republicans or old-timey Democrats. It doesn't matter. He's right. Captured the imaginations of the independents that were sick and tired of the same partisan politics that were going on in his country with nothing ever getting resolved. You know, we get great speeches and feigned looks of concern. But you saw no action on the core elements of things that are wrong in this country, nor will you ever see that happen. Well, Ron Paul is going to make that happen.
Absolutely.
So, folks, open up your wallet, open up your checkbook. $100 in today's world ain't going to kill you. For most people,
put it on your cards.
That's a fill up at your local gas station anymore.
Charge it on your card.
So drive less this week. Take that $100. Send it off to Ron Paul, and you will sleep better at night. And not only just $100, put up signs, put bumper stickers on. Get it. I mean, look, let's have some fun with this. There is nothing that says in this dark, dank, gloomy scenario we've been presented with that we can't enjoy our labors and have fun doing it. I love kicking another guy's butt, especially when he's wrong.
Especially when the powers that be are so arrogant.
Oh,
so arrogant. That conversation on that Aaron has when he's paraphrasing his conversation. I think it was one of the Rothschilds. Which was it? One of the big guys with a Rothschild or one of those guys that he was talking to. And he was going back and forth. And this particular banker guy, his opinion of the public – like they're almost subhuman.
Yeah.
That why didn't you come to our side? Why would you want to be on their side? We know everything. We control everything. You know, come over to Paradise. And I'm like, that is so arrogant. But that's how they think, though.
Well, it is. And it's like the intro. Remember the show back in the 60s, The Outer Limits?
Mm-hmm.
Man, do not touch that dial. We are in control. We control the horizontal. We control the vertical. Yeah. You know what? People are finding out, and they're jumping out of that matrix. They don't want to be controlled anymore. We want to live this short but bountiful and fruitful life that have been given us, this opportunity. And we just want to enjoy it. We want to enjoy it to the fullest. We want to pass this off to our children and their children's children's children intact and in one piece.
If there's one thing I wanted to add to the Aaron Russo's information, and that's the, you know, what they're going to be doing with the credit cards and how they're going to the national ID card and how they will insert it. But there was a big article that came out in the New York Times cover story from Jeffrey Rosen wrote it on the brain and the legislation of the brain. And there's something here I'll just read off. Jeffrey Rosen explores new developments in technology and law that threaten our privacy and mental freedom, leading some to call for the legal system to respond with a new concept of cognitive liberty. Mr. Rosen included comments from the CCLE board member Paul Root on the potential Effects of Emerging Neural Technology, stating that we're going to have to make a decision about the skull as a privacy domain. Now, when I said to people earlier on that this is a very, very sophisticated form of mind control, I wasn't joking, because somebody called me during the weekend and I explained to them, well, what do you mean by that? And I had to go on and explain how they're digitizing consciousness, so much so that normal trance states like movie theaters where you go into, people are told, shut off your phones, because everybody's doing transactions and business with BlackBerries and cell phones, mm-hmm. including banking, by the way. Mm-hmm. So it's very ingrained into the system already. So this, everybody, is very important, so you're aware of it, what's going on. Because they're thinking way ahead of the future.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And folks, if you know the system and how it's working, you know there ain't no future for it. Now, the difference is where is your place going to be in history, and where is your place going to be in the future?
Absolutely.
Are you going to be able to cope with what's coming down? Well, we're going to help you a little bit. If you've amassed credit card debt out there, you couldn't refi, you know, you're using credit cards for your business or whatever else, we can help you with that. I'll tell you what, let me sneak a call in here. DJ from Illinois. Hello, DJ.
Hey, DJ.
Hi.
I would like to make a few points about the military being where they are, spread all over the planet, and some things I don't really hear that often. Now, if Ron Paul becomes president and brings our military home, several things are going to happen and not happen. Number one, the public will not be able to miss, including the dumbed down or brainwashed or blinded law enforcement in all areas, won't be able to miss the sheer numbers of our military people who have literally been used as lab rats.
Absolutely.
And if they are left there, and a higher percentage of people with felony records or whatever else are put it there, you have more bodies for this literal occultic sacrifice.
Well, and it is that. I mean, there's a reason why we have Blackwater, over 100,000 yes. Blackwater members over there.
Yes, I would also like to address the Blackwater here.
Yeah.
Because if the military is all out of the country, we've got Blackwater camps springing up all over here. We have the foreign whatever here. So who's going to be left? There is a definite, absolute, intentional means to literally deprive this nation of any means of defending its own physical borders.
Well, and you,
all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Yeah, you take into account Blackwater with 100,000 people that are actively participating. And these are,
that's how many?
These are mercs. These are flat out mercenaries.
Mm-hmm.
And if you consider how many troops have actually died, counting Gulf War I and Gulf War II, and you might say Gulf War and Gulf War Part II, we have over 70,000 American soldiers that are now dead. Over 1 million Iraqi civilians are now dead.
Yes.
Now, if that's not sacrificial, I don't know what is.
Well, so, it's like the other places that our military is still stuck.
Yeah, exactly. And systematically, our military is being destroyed. And they didn't, for all the falderal, for all the stuff that they said about enacting the draft again, firing that back up, they didn't want to do that. What they're doing is they now have over 100,000 military members wearing American uniforms that were illegal aliens, folks. They fast-tracked their citizenship. These are people that have no loyalties whatsoever to the United States, its way of life, its constitution, and or its laws, and they are nothing but now mercenaries within the ranks of our own military.
Mercenaries that our military cannot trust behind their backs, on top of not just Blackwater, but DynCorp, Halliburton, etc.
Yeah, and on it goes.
And that will be true of all law enforcement. In fact, it is in some places, according to Jack McGlam,
mm-hmm.
that good agents here in the various agencies and the good law enforcement, the good police, the good deputies, even those that have been corrupted are being gotten in the back so that they either can't wake up and do their job, or they can't squeal and wake others up.
There you go. It's about control. Mm-hmm. All right, DJ, I thank you.
Thanks for the call, DJ.
Appreciate it very much. By the way, Truman and Roman are listening to the program today.
Hey, Truman. Hey, Roman. How are you?
How you guys doing? Truman, if you get a bug, just call 800-313-9443. I know you're out there. I can hear you breathing. Yeah, you mentioned something earlier about our clients and our customers for debt elimination or reduction. Your choice, folks. But James, tell them a little bit about this and how it is now no risk to the individual. In other words, they can't be drug into court, they can't be ramrodded, they can't be pressured, none of this stuff.
And the reason why is because your alleged debt is going to be turned over into the hands of somebody else, hence they will be taking on the debt. All of you, I know that maybe listening live or catch this show later, make sure you go back and listen to, I think it was Thursday, it was Thursday's show last week. And when you go back and listen to that, listen to Brad Daly, listen to the testimonials on there of how it works, please go review that. I do have a telephone number that I've acquired now so that if anybody listening is interested in this program and wants to know the full overview of how it works, I'm going to give out the following number for you. And what it is, it's a 12-minute overview, explains step-by-step how it works, what it is, the whole thing. And they may call 1-888-213-7655. Again, that's 888-213-7655. And that gives an overview of how the entire thing works. We can take everything, unsecured credit card debt, including school loans. We can handle that. We can handle store cards like Macy's, gas cards like 76 or Chevron, all of those unsecured cards we can work with, as well as your standard cards like American Express, Capital One, etc. So, or you may email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com if you have other specific questions. I can answer you there. Either way, I will get some information to you so that you can begin and investigate this for yourselves. And begin.
And if you
get
would
it done.
Yes. And if you would like to call James, you can do so. And folks, don't be shy about this. Think of James Martinez as being a confidant, a trusted friend, a lawyer, a doctor, or your psychiatrist. In other words, what I'm trying
mostly
to say
your
here.
Psychiatrist. Mostly your psychiatrist.
That's right. And I'm illustrating a point here of that any information that you and James talk about is held in the strictest confidence and strictest regard for your personal information. So this is not information that's gathered, that's sold off to people. This is not an embarrassing thing, folks. I know this is something that is not a hot topic at Sunday dinner yesterday. Gee, I'm just drowning in debt over here, and I don't know what the heck to do about it. You know, that isn't the way, you know, you slice up a turkey or carve up the ham. You know, it's not tabletop conversation. And this is something you don't talk to about your friends, and you certainly don't discuss it with your neighbors. You're sitting there with this quiet angst, and it doesn't have to be that way. So give this guy a call. Please call James Martinez at 877-331-0626, because the cash you free up today, trust me, folks, you're going to need it tomorrow. Let's go to Jeff.
Let's go to Jeff.
No, Jeff in Colorado. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, check's in the mail.
Check's in the mail?
You bet.
Okay, for whom and what?
Well, I'm getting on board at the program here.
Oh.
I've been talking to James earlier.
Okay.
I wanted to call about what happened to me Halloween night. I was at the pub watching some hockey and drinking some beer, and I was telling somebody about debt-based currency and how it has a negative value and how it's like a great big bear trap being put out in front of our homes, and it's designed to steal our businesses and our property, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I swear to God, this couple that was there, and the guy was, he was dressed up like Borat. That was his costume, right? Borat. And he was trying to talk like that, you know, that movie Borat and everything.
Right.
And he heard me talking to this guy about how our money system is just a great big scam, and he comes running up to me, just mad as heck, sticking his face right in my face, saying, yeah, but you know, get out of it. These suckers... let them get it. They deserve it. I swear to God. And I thought
that's
of Alan Watt.
That's called cognitive dissonance.
Yeah.
Alan Watt, you know how he talks about sociopaths?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy starts going, these are a bunch of suckers, they deserve it. I go, no, man, America needs to know this banking system is a big scam. And then he pulls out his Rolex, and he starts saying, see this? This is a $5,500 Rolex. You're not a sucker, they aren't. I mean, I was just shocked. Listen to this guy.
Yeah. He holds up his trophy as if, you know, those that die with the most toys at the end of this life win. The problem is that this guy was probably maxed out on his credit cards. He probably doesn't really own that much, but he's got all the glitz and the glamour. And he's Hollywood, man. I mean, he's there to show. You know, but he's there to show.
But you got a response. It's called the reactive bank. There's some reason why he responded that way, obviously.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, everything Alan Watt talks about, it was right there. This guy didn't give a damn about anybody else.
Except himself. Jeff, do me a favor. Hang on a second. I'm hard up against this break. We got to jump here. But hang on 1 second, and we'll put out the information again for Ron Paul. And, of course, to contact James Martinez to do the one thing you need to do for yourself today, that's get out of this damn credit card debt. And
the ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2200 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
All right, we are back. Jeff, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What made you decide to step up to the plate and take care of this credit card stuff?
Well, I mean, I had no future except working in the coal mines for, you know, the next 20 years. I mean, literally, everything's great in my life except this credit card debt, and I had no desire to change my jobs, move out of town to get a higher-paying job. I didn't want to do any of that. And also because I really realized this is a complete scam and a complete fraud, and it's set up to get us suckers and fleece us, and there's no way that this scam can go bad against the bank. They aren't risking anything. It is a fraud at every level.
Yeah.
And
good decision. Good man. You're smart for doing it.
Yeah.
Sending out the first transaction with that man down there in Alabama today also with that my first credit card payment thing.
Oh, Brad.
Yeah.
Yes. I like this guy. How did you find it when you spoke to him?
Oh, very believable. And when I slept on it and took it to prayer, I mean, I'm getting green lights about this. I know under the old system, NAS, I was spiritually constrained. I just didn't feel the urge to go. I thought maybe it'd be easier to move out of town and get a better paying job and, then go this route. But I heard the man Thursday, and I slept on it, and I took it to prayer, and I said, I'm getting green lights. I'm getting on board at ASAP. So I'm excited.
Well, Jeff, we're going to track your story. We're going to reveal to the public all of what happens to you. Of course, we're not going to give out any detail, but you're one of the people out there that have decided to make that change. And I'll tell you what, you're going to live a much brighter and happier life if for no other reason that you stood up and you decided to take your destiny in your own hands and make things happen for yourself rather than sitting back and letting things happen to you.
I want to let you know as well, now that you've done this, it's now you need to start programming yourself to think of wealth consciousness. Period. You've been in a state where you've accumulated that for a long time. All those behavior patterns and everything that you've been doing in the past cannot run you for your future. You must alter your consciousness and start doing things differently in order to benefit yourself and your future.
There you go.
I hear you.
All righty. Yeah. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
Take care, Jeff. Bye-bye.
You know, this is going to be multiplied by the hundreds and thousands and tens of thousands. Folks, what you're hearing right now is just the startup. And we got a lot of the bugs worked out. We got people out there that are working on our behalf, and they want to see this thing fly. And this is going to be happening to tens of thousands of Americans across the country.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. This is the shift that everybody needs to go through, and they need to address it, look into it. Again, as I mentioned to that particular guy there, it's great being able to do this and go through the process or whatever, but in order to, you don't ever want to get back in this position again. You need to change your consciousness, and you need to start attracting wealth and changing your thoughts about it and start planning your future, investing into gold, et cetera, and start that now.
Yeah, and folks, we're not suggesting that you quest, you know, not the love of the money to take over your life. It's just to get the bad stuff out of your head, get the bad stuff out of your way, and the riches, you're going to be rewarded in more ways than you can imagine. Absolutely. James, it's been a gas. We got this Monday behind us. We're looking forward to Tuesday, talking to more of you fine folks out there, and we'll do more of that tomorrow.
All right, everybody, have a great day.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Another edition of Cash Flow. John Statmiller, James Martinez. Same place, same bat station. I just had to say that. We'll see you tomorrow. With